Vayter and Shas, we are in Bava Basa Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Picking up on Kuf Nun Bezim Bezim Badabam Bezim, five lines up from the bottom. Okay, now we ended up yesterday about an idea of what Shmuel gezukt, about if you have one will, one Matna Shemira, and then you have another, and then he says, you know, there's a double one to this person, and it says to that person. And Basurin Masiachi, they explained it as follows. From Medisa Masiachi, from Medisa, they said it the following way, like we're going to see. Basura is like we saw it yesterday. And Medisa said, I'm Rabbi Barabba. They sent a question from Rav to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us. Shchimira shekasav kol nechasav lecherem. Let's say you have a guy, you know, shchimira, and he says all the things are going to somebody else, and he gives it over, you know, this written piece, you know, this written shtickle to them. V'konum yado, and the edim there go ahead and they do a kinyan as well. Ma, what's going to be the din? Can you back out or not? Shalach lehu ain acher kinyan klum. After there's a kinyan, ain't nothing you can do anymore. You got to keep it as exactly as is. Nothing you can do. Beep, turn the page. Kuf chav. Kuf nun gimel. Shavim minei hani mili lacher. So they thought, they explained, they understood this means that when someone's giving over the possession of someone else, of a latz malo, but if you're giving to himself, right, if he decides to change his mind and give it back to himself, then he's able to. So I'm a Rav Chista, Kiyasa Rav Huna, Mikufri, Pirsha, Bein Las Menachem. They explain Manav Shach, whether it's to others or even to himself. He can't back out. Ahuda Ka Numine, Storita Wawawawawaim. The story backs up what we just said. Ahuda Ka Numine, someone did a Kinyan, and then afterwards he got better. He wanted to, there's a Kinyan that gave over all the stuff, and he wanted to back out, you know, because he got better. Also, the Kamrida Rav Huna, Kiv Rav Huna, Amen. He said, my Eved Lach, what can I do? The lock, this the Maknu Inshi. You can't back out because you didn't give it away in the way that other people do. You decided to go and do a Mimak, do a Kenyan, so you kind of stuck. Story time, Ahuma Tanta, the Hevekatupe, Bahimu Mavet. There was this Matana that was written that it's going to go over to the person. In life and in death. Now the question is, how do we understand this and how do we deal with it? So Rav Amar, Harehi Kibadas Shchimira. This is like Kibadas Shchimira. Shmuel Amar, he Kibadas Bari. He says, no, it's like Kibadas Bari. Rav Amar, he Kibadas Shchimira, Midichsiv Baba Mavis. Right? It says in death. Acher Misa Kamar. All right, Kamar Lay. So we say that he's saying that this should happen after he dies. It simply means like it's a sibin for life. It was like, you know, God, give me life. But yeah, this is going to happen in death. Which means he's saying that it's going to take effect while he's still alive. It says, it means to say that these things should be yours from now, and now and forever. The halacha is like Rav, when it says life and death, we focus on the death part of it, and therefore it's looked like about the shchimira, which happens only after the person dies, and you can back out on it. What happens if the person were to go ahead, if it had the word mechayim, kana, that from life, the person is going to acquire, then what happens? Kana, he acquires it. When he acquires it right away, says respond to mashba dafka me'ata his skill liktos. From now he's going to start to acquire it. Amar Amemar zok the heilige Amemar less chusak of zirava dolach is not like Ravu. It says viksiv b'mechayim kana. Amar le Ravashi the Amemar. It says pshita. Obviously the ha amin are doyach chusak of zirava. He said the lacha goes like Rav. So yeah, no, the tema b'mechayim odi Rav. No, you may have thought, you may have come to say that when it says mechayim as opposed to in chayim, it says from life, that the Rav is going to be maskim that happens during the lifetime, kamash balan, not like that, right? So it's, oh, okay, that's what it means to say mechayim. If you take a look at a step back, so it says that when someone uses the lashon, what was the question? It says, hold on, take it back. B'chaim u'b'mavis. This person says b'chaim u'b'mavis. And then Rava came along and he says, Amar Rava v'iksev mechayim. Then Kana, the answer is no, not true. Matatema, mechayim u'd'rav is going to be maskim. Kamash malan, that's not the case. story time. There was this guy who, this is somebody who wrote a will and uses the Lashon Mechaim Baves, and he came in front of Rav Nachman Ardoi to decide, can he back out or not? Shadil Kamedra of Yirmiya Bar Abba Lashum Lashum Tamya. So he didn't pass it, but he sent it to Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba in a place called Shum Tamya. Rashbam says that this is a makom. And he said, and he explained that Hachasad the Shmuel, here in the town of Shmuel, Hechanavikim said Rav, so how can we go ahead and act like Rav? So he sent them to somewhere else. He said he felt that in Shmuel's own town of Nardai, it wouldn't be appropriate to go according to the one who argues with him, Rav. But however, he did feel the Halacha goes like Rav, so therefore he was kind of stuck. So he said that the Shum Tamya, which is outside of where Shmuel was, and therefore they're going to go to the Paschal like Rav. Story time again. There was a woman, and she wrote this Matas Shchivrei Shom Mechaim Bavis. She came before Rava to see where she could back out. Avad La Rava Kishmaita, and Rava ruled for according to his what he said. You're not able to back out. The ikra is the death. Havakatar delay, and she came and she bothered him. Said, "No, you're wow. Come on, stop it. Possibly let me take it back." Says Rishpam, "Lomer lo yafel in this day. It's not nice. We're not good. What you're saying? I'm gonna lay the Rav Papa, the Rav of Chanan and Safre." So he told his sofer Rav Papa that Zilk Sovla going right for a star, that she has the ability to back out. Uksuvba, and at the end, right. Socher aleim omatan. Right, this interesting language of the employer can hire other people to replace the first one, or he can trick the first ones. And when any judge in any basin will see this star, they'll realize that this is all a bunch of shtuyot, and they'll basically get rid of it. But you know, to get her off my back, she keeps going crazy over here. So this is what ended up happening. The woman understood what was going on. She got really angry. And she said, "Litva arbe atuye komatisli." Rava's ship should sink. Does he think he can go and he could trick me? Says Rishpam, "Titfi svinaso betmiya." Like, you think you can trick me? I'm shinu lamani de Rava b'maya. Afterwards, Rava's chaverim, what did they do? They took his clothing and they stuck it in water. Says Rishpam, that sharim b'mayim l'skayim kalasa b'kach, in order that it should be that his stuff got sunk, but his boats wouldn't sink, etc. Filachi lo ifrak mitiva. Nonetheless, his boat wasn't saved from it, and this curse actually ended up happening. Says Rishpam, da alti kilas hedut kala be'enecha. Meha shamin and debein b'chayim be'im mechayim, whether it's b'chayim or mechayim, simna l'chayim. We know that a Shchimera gives away everything, that it's all given away and it gets better, then it all comes back to him. The question is, what happens if a person is dying and he writes away all the stuff, but it's unclear if this person was a Shchimera or not? Lo kasaba Shchimera. The person didn't write in there that he was a Shchimera when he gave away all of his stuff, right? And then the question is, what happens with this Matana over here? Right? There's a normal thing that was written in the Matna Shchimera that would say, like, when he was sick and lying in his bed, as was a regular gift, he was walking on his feet in the shuk. So we're talking over here that none of them are written over here. And we're unclear about whether this person was considered a shchivmira at the time that actually happened. And then the question is, what happens now? Who omer shchivmira? You see, he says, I was a shchivmira, but I got better. The heino omer bario, he said, but the ones who got it, who received it, are like, no. What are you talking about? He was totally healthy, and therefore there's no reason for us to go and return it. So he has to bring a right, he's a shchemira. Otherwise, sorry, they get to keep it. It's like a shchemira. Chamomim, how much of chayar al v'raya? If someone wants to take something from his friend, it's upon him to bring the raya. Right? They're saying that since ones who receive it want to go and collect it from the giver over here, right, who still has the stuff, then they have to bring a raya that it belongs to them. So the gemara, who matanta dehava kosav ba. Can have a katsir v'rami ba'arse. There was this gift that says when he was sick and lying in his bed, v'lo kasabo amigo mari iftar lebeis olami. But the statement wasn't written, it didn't say, and from his illness he died, he passed away to his eternal home. Now the question is whether or not this is considered a good shtar or not. Shchivmeya, beep, turn the page. What the shchivmeya, kuf, nun, gimel, beis. Amaraba, Hare Mace, Vare Kivro, Mochiach Alav. Now the guy is dead, and therefore his grave is going to bring a raya, right? So we should assume that he died from his original sickness, and therefore uphold the gift, and it goes to the people who gave it to him. And Abai says, Hashda, really? Omas Fina Sheruban La'aved. In the case of a boat where most of the, a boat that's sinking, then what happens over there? Most of the passengers are going to die. He knows that Aleim Chumri Chayim Chumri Mesim. We apply to them the Chumras of the living and the Chumras of the dead. Meaning when it goes and it sinks and we don't know where they are, then we're machmir on both accounts over here. And therefore we have to make it like they're alive and like they are dead. Right? So the Mishnah in Gittin gives examples of what those are. So the daughter of a Kohen... Sorry, the daughter, let's say, of a Bas Kohen, who's married to a Kohen, can eat Truma during her husband's lifetime. But if the husband was on the boat, she has to stop eating the Truma. But let's say a Kohen's daughter who married a non-Kohen can't eat Truma anymore. If her husband's on the boat, she still can't eat Truma because maybe he actually survived. Cholin, Sherov Cholin Nechayim. So then in the case of sick people who make these shtiklach, who make these matas shchivmira, where the din is that most of these sick people actually survive their illness and they live. Most people that are dying, they live. Lo kol shekein. Certainly we should apply the chumra of the living to them and therefore knock out the gift. So the how does it make sense that the rabbis say that they actually get to keep the gift? We should assume that he was going to actually live. So it should be that maybe he goes back because he didn't die from that particular illness. Rav Yeshua says, or backing up Rabbah, that Kaman Azla Hashemite to Rabbah, who's he go? Like Rabbi Nassan, he goes like Rabbi Nassan, the Tanya, me, Motzi, me, on me. He's talking to Brian, so who is taking property from who? Who Motzi, whom is taking from whom? And then it says, who Motzi Midehem below Raya? The giver is taking the property from the recipients without a raya. But they're not able to take it out unless they bring a raya that he was healthy at the time that he wrote it. Divrei Yaakov. That if he is healthy, if right now he's healthy when he wants to take it, now he's going to bring a raya that he was actually a shchimira, and then he gets to get it back, but if not, he gives it away. And if right now he's a shchimira, they have to bring a raya that he was a bari. Right, so basically, you go like the chazaka they are right now. Amar Rabbi Lazar, ulituma kemachlokes, and a law concerning tuma. We find the same machlokes. That time we learned in a Mishnah in Taurus, bika. When you have a valley that's an enclosed valley that has grain fields, b'mosa chama, and during the summer months, that's the time of the harvest. Rosh Hashanah yachid l'Shabbos, it's considered Rosh Hashanah yachid. In reference to the Hilchos Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Rabim L'Tumah, but it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim when it comes to the din of Torah. We know Suffolk Rosh Hashanah Rabim is different than Suffolk Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Mostly Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'Kan V'L'Kan. And if during the day of the rainy season, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid in reference to both of these laws. But if it's unknown where the Tumah, when the Suffolk came, right? It's not known when he went in. He doesn't remember that they're going during the summer, during the winter, when was it? Then they would disagree about what the din is going to be. Rav Nassim would say that the law depends on when the question is asked, and when they go ahead, and when they actually ask the question. If it's asked in the summer, the person is considered tahor. But if it's asked in the winter, then he's like tamei. And Rav Yaakov would say that we look at the person as tahor, like he was before, no matter when the question actually happens. So we see the tumah. There's a difference between the summer and winter. And Rav says Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Avru Alav Yemasak Shabim. This is true only if the rainy season didn't pass already. Aval Avru Alav Yemasak Shabim. Once the rainy season passed, then Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'Kan L'Kan. It's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid in reference to both Shabbos and tumah. Okay, my friends, we're gonna step over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.